Blog Talk Radio.
Of Purpose Broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We're excited about having you tune in with us tonight in this time of study in God's all-powerful, all-sustaining Word. We give God all the glory and honor, the praise to be here tonight. We thank you for you tuning in. We're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace and prayer with Pastor Jasper. But as I share, before we do that, we always want to usher in the presence of God with a song of praise. So join us as J.J. Hairston declares that no matter, I don't care what the situation or circumstance may look like, no matter what you are going through, there will be, God promised, weeping may endure for a night, but joy will surely come in the morning. There will be glory after this. Listen and be blessed.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
Amen. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, hang on in there because there will be glory. Oh, yes, it will. After the trial, after the test, oh, God's got a blessing for you. And it got your name on it, as somebody shared with me earlier tonight. Say, don't you worry about it. God's got a blessing with your name on it. There will be glory. Hallelujah. After this, Pastor Jasper, could you lead us to the throne of grace in prayer?
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for your holy glory, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, Father, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your holy word, Lord Jesus, Lord, the God. Direct and strengthen our hearts, mind, and spirit. Lord, let thine will be done, Father, Lord. Let it be a season of turnaround, Father, Lord. Let it be a season of rejoicing, Father. Let it be a season of more than enough, Father. Let it be a season of grace, Father, Lord. We praise you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your dispensational grace, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your strength in all that you do, Lord. You strengthen us, Lord. For your joy is sufficient for us. For your joy is our strength, Lord Jesus. For the heaven go on this journey from day to day. We praise your holy name for your holy word. Lord, let your Holy Spirit rule, reign, and guide, direct our path each and every day of our life, Father. He is our daily bread, Father, Lord. We praise you and thank you for your goodness, Lord, for all things work together for the good. All things, not something. God, we say all things work together for the good, no matter what your circumstances, no matter what your situation. Trust God. Trust God, your word. Stand on your word, stand on your promises, Father. Yeah, stand on your holy promise. And we thank you for your promise, Father. Thank you for the word to go forward tonight, Lord. That enlightens somebody, it empowers somebody, Lord. It enables somebody to go on further in the journey, Lord. The journey of Christian walk, Father, Lord. To you we give all the glory, all the praise, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. To your majesty, to your dominion and power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. We just give God again thanks and all the honor for the opportunity. It is a blessing to be able to stand and minister and speak forth the word of God. So tonight, Heavenly Father, I just ask, Lord God, that you strip me of myself, Father. None of me, but all of you, Lord God. And we thank you for a fresh anointing, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your power to be able to speak forth your word with clarity, with understanding, with anointing. Let your word go forth, Heavenly Father, and break up the yokes, Heavenly Father. Destroy yokes. Break up the fallow ground, Heavenly Father. Touching each and every one of our hearts, Lord God. Trading our hearts so that, Lord God, we will be able to go forth to do your will. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity to minister your word. We thank you that your word goes forth and it doesn't return void, but it accomplishes that for which you have purposed it to accomplish, that it touch the hearts, minds, and spirits of those that have a ear, that have an ear to hear what thus saith the Lord. We give you all the praise and honor and glory, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, praise God. I would like to go and dive into the word tonight. And the scripture text is from Psalms 47, verse 5. Psalms 47, verse 5. And it says this, that God is gone up with a shout. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. God is gone up with a shout, sound of a trumpet. And for a topic, my message tonight is entitled, Shout It Out. Shout It Out. Before every victory, before every mighty move of God, there is a sound. We live in a time. Yes, we do. We live in a time when companies will use every marketing strategy and advertising theme possible to get you to remember to buy their products. You may ask yourself, what does this got to do with Shout It Out? Well, I'm getting ready to tell you. These companies, they will use whatever tactics possible to share their products and merchandise. business slogans are created to capture your attention and make a lasting memory. These slogans, many of them, are forever etched in our minds. For instance, who does not remember how many hands it took to hold the Burger King waffle? Simply because the slogan tells us that it takes two hands to handle a waffle. Well, what about M&M's candy? That slogan that convinces the buyer that they don't need to buy messy candy. Why? Because M&M's melt in their mouths and not in their hands. Remember that slogan? Or who would not seek Bounty paper towels to clean up a spill because Bounty is the quicker picker upper, huh? And Lay's potato chips sends you out a bet that tells you that you cannot eat just one. We're talking about slogans. Nike. Who does not remember Nike that tells us to just do it? Just do it. Even though they may not even know what the it is. Or Folgers coffee. Folgers coffee that makes you want to get up in the morning and look forward to their coffee because tell you that the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Oh, it's been many decades since S.C. Johnson created the stain remover Scout. Yet in the mid to late 70s, the slogan, if you want a tough stain out, how do you get it? You shout it out, was a household cliche. Scout was a stain remover that was applied to tough, steadying stains and the most difficult stains. If regular clothes detergent could not handle your tough stain, the makers of Scout would tell you to get this tough stain remover and do what? Shout it out. Well, what, my brothers and sisters? Sometimes life is like this difficult stain. When difficult trials arise, those that come and try to linger, like long-term health issues, lingering financial setbacks, or lasting relational issues that just seem not to go away. These types of issues that set themselves in and refuse to be easily moved. Circumstances that require you to do more than just say a casual and quiet, repetitive prayer. It may require you to shout. Sometimes you have to shout it out. Huh. Like the children of Israel, for instance, who marched around the walls of Jericho. In Joshua chapter 6, verses 3 through 5, the Lord told Joshua, he said, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around the city once. Thus shalt thou do this 6 days. And then on the seventh day, it says, and seven priests shall bear before the ark of ram's horn, and the seventh day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpet. Verse 5 says this, and it shall come to pass, and it shall come to pass, not it might, and it shall come to pass, that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound, hear what I said at the very beginning of the message, before a mighty move of God, there is a sound, ha, that takes place. All the people, verse 5 says, shall shout with a great shout, and the walls of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man before him. You want to see the walls of difficulty in your life come crashing down. Then guess what? You can't remain silent. Oh, sometimes you have to shout. The word of God tells us that the kingdom of God, it suffereth violence, and the violent have to take it by force. Sometimes you can't be passive in the things when the enemy tries to throw his best at you. You have to be able to know how to go to the word of God, and you have to know how to speak forth the word of God. You can't be passive. You can't patty cake with the enemy. You've got to be able to know how to utilize the word of God. And sometimes it doesn't just take silence. Sometimes you got to shout. You see, being married to the acronym pastor, as I so fondly call him, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, I have an acronym tonight for the word shout, and that is this: speak hallelujah orally until triumph. Shout, S-H-O-U-T. Speak hallelujah orally until triumph. What you talking about, Pastor Constance? You've got to open up your mouth orally, and you've got to let your words line up with the word of God. You've got to shout his praises. You've got to shout hallelujah. You've got to give God the highest praise. Even when you're going through difficult circumstances, even when it wars against you, even when you are going through the trials and the temptations, and even when the storms arise in your life, that's when you have to offer your God a sacrifice of praise amid your difficulties. You've got to shout victory until you experience the triumph over your circumstances. You got to shout it out. Ecclesiastes 3, chapter 3, tells us that there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heavens. Verse 7 goes on to tell us this, that there is even a time to keep silent, but oh, there is a time indeed that you must speak. There is a time when amid the spiritual battles of our life that we have to open our arsenal and pull out from our spiritual weapons of warfare the weapons of our word. Oh, do you know your words are a weapon? Your words give you the power. Your words give you power. Your words give you power over your circumstances when you line your words up with the powerful, unfailing, all-sustaining word of God. Proverbs 18:21 in the NIV confirms this, that the tongue, power of life and death, and those who love it will eat of its fruit. This scripture tells us that our words are like seeds, and the words we speak will determine the fruit that is produced in our lives. Remember what I just said. I said that the words that we speak will determine the fruit that is produced in our lives. So you have to make sure that your words are lining up with the word of God. Because, again, if you speak the word of God, God's word promises that it will go in your life, and it's going to accomplish what you have spoken. Because it's the holy word, never failing, all-sustaining word of God. But also, too, be mindful that if you speak contrary to the word of God, then don't be surprised when issues, circumstances, and items that befall you contrary to God's word begin to take and manifest in your life. You've got to be able, in this season, especially as we're living in these latter days, be mindful of the words that come forth out of your mouth. Saying this, that the words that other people speak about you, negative words that they speak about you, the naysayers, those that try to come against you, those that use their mouth to try to cause you harm and hurt, don't worry. Oh, no, you don't have to worry about what they say. Because guess what? What the other person is speaking over you does not affect your fruit. Hear what I'm saying. It is the words that you speak over yourself and speak into your life that determine the fruit that your life will produce. And Galatians 6, verses 7 through 9, be not deceived. God is not mocked, that whatsoever a man soweth, it didn't say whatsoever someone else soweth on behalf of that man or woman. It says whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So we've got to be careful also of the seed that we sow. Because whatever the seed you sow, if you sow love, love is coming back at you. If you sow forgiveness, forgiveness is coming back at you. If you sow bountifully, bountiful blessings will be coming back to you. But oh, if you sow unforgiveness, the word of God tells us, we supposed to ask, Lord, forgive us, forgive those who sinned against us. So if you're sowing unforgiveness, you're harboring unforgiveness in your heart, don't be surprised if there will be unforgiveness that comes back towards you when the time comes when you have done wrong and you want others to forgive you. Whatsoever, if you want friendship, the word of God tells us that he that has friends must first show himself friendly. If you want friendship, then show friendship. If you want love, then show love. If you want compassion, then you need to be compassionate to others. Show compassion. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. How this one small body part that lies right there between your lips has the power, and I'm talking about the tongue, has the power to activate life or death. That's powerful. That's the word of God. James 3, 4 through 5 compares the tongue with a rudder of a ship. And it says, although the tongue is a small thing, like the rudder that guides a ship, so the tongue and the words we speak have the power to chart the course of our destiny. Tonight, I want to delve a little further into this discussion. I want to talk with you about the power of the shout. The power of the shout. Remember that I said shout, the acronym is speak hallelujah orally until triumph. The power of the shout. Sometimes circumstances warrant a stronger, more aggressive expression. There are times when shouts are not only appropriate, but there are times when there is an anointing on your shout that changes the trajectory of the situation. Three such shouts are these. One, a shout of deliverance. Two, a shout of victory. And three, a shout of praise. Let's talk about this. The shout of deliverance is in response to God's snares and the traps of the enemy. I said the shout of deliverance comes when, in response to God in his infinite power, setting us free from the snares of the enemy. All you got to do is ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know the story of these three young men who were thrown into the fiery furnace for failing to bow down to the idols of King Nebuchadnezzar. Their response is found in Daniel 3, verses 16 through 18, and it says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve, he is able. I just want you to know, oh yes, he's able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. And then it goes on and verse, but if not, he be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. So they're saying, regardless of the outcome, in the face of what could have been a very painful death, these three young men stood steadfast in their faith and in their commitment to Almighty God, and God responded to their faith. You know the story, just like he responds to our faith, and God delivered them from the pending evil. The story goes, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had them thrown into the fiery furnace. As a matter of fact, he had the fiery furnace turned up, and that it was so hot that the flames of the fire actually killed the soldiers who took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace. But God, then King Nebuchadnezzar, he leaped to his feet in verse 24 in amazement, and he asked his advisors, weren't there three men that were tied up and threw into the fire? And they replied, yes, your majesty. And he said, well, look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed. Don't you know when you're going through the fire and when you're going through the difficulties of life, all you got to do is reach out and call on the name of the Lord. Stand firm on his word, no matter what the circumstances may look like, no matter what has been said, firm on the word of God. And I promise you, even though it looked like with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three of them, they were going into the fire on their own, but God, Jesus Christ himself, showed up as the fourth man, hallelujah, in the midst of the fiery furnace. Praise God. And guess what happened? After he showed up, oh, that Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they were able to be delivered from out of that fiery furnace. They saw that they came forth, and the people were able to see after Nebuchadnezzar called them and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, y'all servants, as a matter of fact, he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God. He was convinced. He said, come on out. Come out. Come out here. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they came out of the fire. And guess what? Not only did they come out, the fire had not harmed their bodies. It had not singed the hair on their head. Their clothes were not scorched. And then the word of God says that not even their clothes, they didn't even have the smell of the fire on them. And then King Nebuchadnezzar, he was the one that came up with a shout of deliverance, because he said this. He shouted, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, who have sent his angel and then rescued his servant. Guess what? They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than to worship any god except their own God. And therefore, it says, I decree that the people of any nation, this is what King Nebuchadnezzar, he made a decree to say, the people of any nation who says anything Now, this is the king that threw them into the fire. Now, mind you, he said the king, the any nation that says anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they would be cut into pieces and their houses torn into piles of rubble. Isn't it amazing that our God is so powerful that he can show himself strong on behalf of his children, and just the strength, showing himself strong on behalf of his children, others are going to be onlooking. Don't you know you got people as a child of God that watch what you do? Oh, you're going to have those that are the casual observers. You're going to have those that are the casual onlookers. And then guess what? You're going to have some naysayers. But don't worry about all of that. Simply because when God shows up on your behalf, he has a way that is so powerful of working things together for your good that it can turn the hearts of those that are your naysayers. It can turn the hearts of those that are those that don't believe. It can turn the hearts of your haters. It can make your enemies, oh yes you can, your footstool, praise God. That's the power of our sovereign God. Kenezer came forth with a shout because of the deliverance of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Psalms 110 and 1 says this, that the Lord said unto my God, oh, just sit at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. And then in Isaiah, he confirmed. Now, remember, hello, hallelujah, these scriptures. Remember, I talked to you before about anchor scriptures, that when you're going through difficulties, that you anchor yourself in the word of God. Here's one when you have to go through the difficulty and the fires begin to blaze around you. It says in Isaiah 43 and 2b that when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, and neither shall the flame kindle against thee. We're talking about the shout of deliverance. Well, then, in addition to the shout of deliverance, the next powerful shout is the shout of victory. Oh, talk to me. Shout of victory is evident in the story of Joshua and the city of Jericho. As I shared with you earlier, when Jericho and the children of Israel, after they marched around the city quietly, one time a day for 6 days, but all that seventh day, because seven is God's number of completion. And when God told the trumpeters to blow the shofars loud, then give a mighty, mighty shout that the people and the children of Israel were called forth to give a powerful and a great shout, and then the walls came tumbling down. Sometimes, as I share with you, even in the midst of difficulties, all you have to do, like the children of Israel did at the command of God, they gave a loud shout when the trumpet sounded, when the army gave in unison. Oh, there's power when we all come together. Oh, yes, it is. There's power when we come together in the presence of God and in the word of God and be able to put the enemy on the run. The shout of victory, it brought down the walls of Jericho, just as your shout will bring down the walls of any barriers in your life. Don't be afraid to make your voice heard. Don't be afraid to stand on the word of God. Don't be afraid to speak forth God's word boldly and courageously. And when you're facing any difficult situation, insurmountable circumstances, oh, the word says you don't have to wait till the battle is over, my brother and my sister. You can shout now, for the victory is yours. And lastly, I want to talk about the shout of praise. We got the shout of deliverance. We got the shout of victory and the praise unto our God. That's when the scripture, when the acronym tells you that you're to shout hallelujah orally until triumph. This shout of praise is warranted when we are praising God, not for what he does, but just for who he is. Because he is God Almighty. He is the everlasting, all-sufficient one. He is the all-powerful one. He is the merciful one, full of mercy and kindness. He is a God that never fails. He is gracious. He is faithful. And as the elders would say, he is the wind in the middle of the wheel, and yet he is also the peace in the middle of the storm. He is the balm in Gilead, and he is the doctor in the sick room, and he is the great physician. And like one that has a dual degree, he is a lawyer in the courtroom and the great and mighty counsel. I'm talking about my God and your God. Oh, yes, we need to shout and give him the praise. Oh, come on and send up a shout of praise to the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name forever. When I all that he's done for me, for my soul, it shouts. Oh, yes, it does. It shouts hallelujah. So when you're in trouble, don't forget your shout of deliverance. Don't forget your shout of victory. And don't forget your shout of praise. Go ahead, my brother and my sister, and shout it out. Speak hallelujah orally until you see triumph. May God add a blessing to the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, there, Pastor Constance right here. Thank God for that. Powerful word, amen. Powerful word, saints. Thank God for that. Thank God for that, amen.
Shout it out.
From
shout it out.
Genesis to Revelation. Tell me that shout.
Hallelujah.
You got a shout on your tip of your tongue today? Saint,
yes,
you got a shout?
Yes, yes.
Amen. Shout it out. Praise God. Let us shout today. Praise God. Thank God for the woman of God in this hour. Thank God for the word of God. Who you got a shout and your praise on tonight, amen. She said it's three type of shout, praise God. What are they? You remember? Shout. Praise God. Shout it out. Praise God.
Shout of deliverance.
Shout of deliverance.
Shout of victory.
Shout of victory and a shout of praise. Praise God. Trying to shout it out sometimes. Sometimes you got to go and do a shout. Shout with the voice of triumph, the word said. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Shout with the voice of triumph. Amen. Shout for the victory. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for that shout on today. Shout, acronym for the shout is?
Speak.
Hallelujah.
Until. Speak hallujah orally.
Until triumph. Praise God, yes. praise God.
Hallelujah orally until triumph.
Thank God for that word of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God for it. All right, saint.
Amen.
You get your shout in on today. Praise God. Amen.
Shout
out. Shout out. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank God for that powerful word.
Amen. Praise God. Shout. Speak hallelujah orally until triumph. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up. Do you have a shout in your spirit? Do you have a shout in your spirit tonight? Is it anything that you want to join in with us tonight to be able to have comments? Praise God. On this message, don't you know all you got to do? Yes, when you're going, as I said, through any difficult situation, stand on the word of God and shout his word out. I promise you he will come through.
Hey, Saint, do you have a shouting testimony on today? Amen.
Yes. Shout out the testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go ahead and press 1 on your keypad. We would love to hear from you tonight. Caller, 4294. Come on, talk to me, Assistant Pastor.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
If your heart didn't burn tonight when the woman of God spoke about the words of God in this word today, my God, that was awesome. That was powerful. That was searing. That was loving. I mean, I was shouting all over this room up out of here. I'm shouting up in here. Hallelujah. Not only because I know the word of God, but because I know you're right. I know the word works. I've had the word work for me. Sometimes you got to shout yourself right out of a situation. Amen. Praise God. You're right about that. You have to shout until something happens. You have to believe until God is ready to move on your behalf. Amen. You got to believe that what comes out of your mouth, God, hallelujah, he will come running when you put the right things in your mouth. You just can't say anything. You have to say those things and line up with the word of God. Hallelujah. My God, that was wonderful. That was powerful. Oh, Pastor Lisa, thank you so much for blessing the house today. Hallelujah. Amen. And Pastor Jasper, thank you for blessing the house with the prayer. Hallelujah. To get together, that was like dynamite to me. That just blew the devil on up out of the way for me. Hallelujah. I thank you. I needed that. That helped me. That is, as old folks say, that helped me.
Oh, yeah.
That helped me.
Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank y'all so much. God bless you. I thank God for you. Thank God for you. And just continue on doing what God has called you to do, because you know what? It is moving. It is doing mighty things in God's name. You may not see it. You may not hear it. You may not even feel it. But I came to tell you today, God is moving on behalf of you too. God is moving and doing mighty things, what he wants to do. And I tell you, just hold on to his unchanging hands. Don't you let go. Don't you move. Not one inch. You stay, y'all just stay right where you at and keep on preaching. Keep on teaching. Keep on speaking those things. The devil don't like it. He don't like nothing good. He don't like
nothing
good. You just keep on saying the words of God. Go, keep on blowing him on out of the water like you did tonight. Whenever he comes stepping, you just keep on blowing him out of the water.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Keep on
Hallelujah.
Keep on teaching. And I will be right here beside
Amen.
You.
We thank
believing,
God for you.
Marching forward with you in the name of Jesus. God bless you both. I'm going to get off. Let somebody else bless the house too. God bless you. God love you.
Amen.
And I'll talk to you later.
God, praise God. Thank you.
Thank you, Assistant Pastor. We give you all
Amen.
The thank God. Thank you for your comments, and we give God all the praise
God
tonight.
Bless.
God bless you.
Yeah, now unity ship.
Yes.
That unity ship, praise God. Thank
Hallelujah.
Shout it out.
Amen. Is there another tonight? Do you have a shout in your spirit? Hallelujah. Do you have a word of God on your lips that you know that when you go through difficult situations, that all you got to do is speak forth the word of God. Shout his word forth. I promise you he will never fail you. Is there another tonight? Press 1 on your dial pad. We would love to be able to hear from you.
Yes, stay on
talking
the promises
about.
Of God. Amen. Shout the promises of God.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Yes,
on his word. He watch over his words. You perform it, praise God.
Oh, yes,
he watch over your shout. You perform that in your
yes,
life.
He does. Yes,
shout
he does.
It out. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise Amen.
God.
Praise God. Caller 4848. Come
All
on,
right,
my
God.
Brother. Hello, Elder Hiltonbrick. Good evening this evening.
Got a shout today.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I just wanted to say the principle of the shout is throughout the scripture. It's a principle. It's a pattern. Our Lord Jesus, when he was on the cross, one of the last things he did before he went on to ascend or go into the pits of hell and bring us deliverance, he shouted in Matthew the 27th chapter, the 50th verse, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two from top to bottom, and the earth did shake, and the rocks rip. And, of course, we know that when, once the veil of the temple was rent in two, we had we as a people, he instituted the new covenant at that point, because we as a people, by grace through faith, have access to the Father God. We have full access. No longer did the priest once a year enter in by the blood of bulls and goats. But by the blood of the Lamb, the Lord opened up the way for us as a people of faith, by grace through faith, to enter into the presence of the Father, to bring our petition, when he hears us, when we have access, where we can ask anything according to his will, and we know that it is done by the power of the shout of the Lord. And then, of course, with Lazarus in the tomb, at the resurrection of Lazarus, Lazarus come forth, and Lazarus came forth. So the principle of the shout is a biblical pattern that we as a people of God must embrace and speak with boldness, a shout of faith, a shout of deliverance, a shout of victory, a shout of praise. We have it by the Spirit of the living God. Amen. We must apply it. Amen. That's all I have to say.
That's right. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Hill. That was good.
Yes, so true.
How Jesus Christ himself, before he gave up the ghost, the shout that rent that temple. Oh, what a shout. That shout that allowed us access. We don't need to go through anybody else. We don't need to go and go through a mediator. God, Jesus Christ, through that shout, gave us immediate access to the Heavenly Father. And, oh, as Elder Hilton shared tonight, even as Jesus Christ himself spoke and Lazarus, who was dead, came forth, that shout changed into the trajectory of what his was bringing him from death into life. Oh, yes, we're talking about the shout and the power of the shout tonight. Oh, yes, hallelujah. We give God all the praise. Thank you for sharing that, Elder Hilton. Praise God for you tonight. Is there another? Praise God.
He's our chief high priest.
Oh, yes,
he's our chief high priest. You don't have to go through for anyone else. Jesus is our high priest. He's our chief high priest on tonight, amen?
Yes.
He's our chief apostle on tonight, praise God, to Jesus Christ. Yeah. He's our chief mediator, amen? He's our chief good shepherd.
Yeah.
Everything goes through Son of God.
Amen.
Everything goes to Jesus Christ. Everything goes to Jesus.
Amen. Praise
His name above all names. Not some
name,
above all names. It's all billion names on the face of the earth. Jesus' name above them all.
That
His name yet to be established. His name above those as well.
Yes.
His name above every name, praise God. God
above every name.
Full authority.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Dominion and power, praise God.
Yes,
that doesn't change.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
That power in that word, the power in that shout. Amen. And
amen.
The shout of the Son of the Most High God. You got that power.
Yes, you have.
You got power
yes,
that
you
shout
have.
Your tongue in your mouth.
Right between your lips.
God.
Have that
amen.
Power. Oh, yes. The power to put the enemy on the run, the power to make the enemy flee, praise God.
The power to change your circumstances in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah,
in
hallelujah.
Jesus name.
Praise God.
Use that word of God.
Amen.
Call your full armor.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Caller 3258. Caller 3258, praise God. Come on, talk with us. This is Elder Green. Hallelujah.
Elder Green.
Come on,
down.
Elder Green. Praise God.
In your shout.
To God be the glory. Thank you, Pastor Constant Whitehurst. To God be the glory for Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Pastor Constant, I want to thank you for such a powerful word. So I'm going to shout it out and the power of a shout. I know this for myself. If you try to hold it in of all the goodness God has done for you and try to sit there and act like you cute or act like you got it all together, that anointing that you said within you will cause you to shout it out when nobody else is even hardly saying a word. The shout is a purpose to let God know that you remember, like you said, who he is and what he already done and what he's going to do in your life. So I thank you for the powerful word of breaking it down with the different shouts of deliverance and shout of victory and shout of praise. May God continue to renew your spirit and renew your body from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet for all the things that you are doing for God. And to God be all the glory. God bless you.
God be the glory. Thank you. Amen. God bless you, Elder Green. Thank you, my sister.
Amen.
Oh, yes. No, as Elder Green said, you can't hold it in.
Yes.
It's like fire set up in your bones. And you know that if that you were experiencing fire, then here, it's going to make you shout. It's going to make you shout. So praise God, that anointing power. We are supposed to be bold about the things of God. Bold and courageous, as God told Joshua. Yes. And it's time, my brothers and sisters, everybody and everything is coming out of the closet. It's time for us as children of the Most High God to stand forth and boldly declare the word of God, to not be ashamed or embarrassed about the God that we serve, but to be able to shout forth his many blessings, to shout forth his power, to shout forth his deliverance, to shout forth more than anything, salvation through Jesus Christ. We've got a job to do. Let the shout come forth in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So true. So true. I remember my mother and my grandma, they were shouting home, shouting church.
Oh, yeah.
We had to shout out.
Oh,
praise God. Amen.
Yes,
had to get that own shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When you're home at church, wherever you're on your job, wherever you are, sometimes you got to let it cut loose and shout out.
Amen.
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 Shout
Amen.
The power of God out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Put the end on the run. But sometimes you have to shout out, praise God.
Amen.
No matter where you are, in your own bedroom, your home, marketplace, sometimes you get a shout out.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But, you send it over, but you get that shout out sometimes.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Well, we've got about 4 more minutes left into the broadcast, and we will not leave this line without giving those, anyone that's on the line that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, here is your opportunity. Romans 10:9-10 tells us, if we but confess with our mouth and believe in our heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead and confess it, then you shall be saved. It's just as simple as saying a prayer of confession and saying, Lord Jesus Christ, I am a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Don't think you haven't, because all have sinned. But guess what? Our Heavenly Father stands there right there with his arms open wide. All you got to do is come to him. Yield yourself to him. Ask him. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I ask that you come into my life and take charge of my life. I believe that you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins and the sins of this world. And Lord, I know that you are the only way to the Heavenly Father, because you are the way, the truth, and the life. And if you pray but a prayer just that simple, oh, and you meant it with your heart, Jesus, we welcome you into the body of Christ. The angels in heaven are taking notice. They are throwing a party and rejoicing on your behalf. You are the special guest of honor. So we give God all the praise for you. If you made that decision, reach out to us. We'd like to know, praise God. All right, well, we thank God for you tuning in tonight. It's been a powerful time in the Lord.
Yeah.
Join us right back here next Monday at 8 p.m. by the grace of God, Lord willing. Also, too, my ladies, my queens, my sisters, Queen Talk this week coming up this coming Thursday by the grace of God at 8 p.m. Tune in right here. We'll be looking for you. Go forth and have an awesomely blessed week in the Lord,
and
to
God
be all the glory. We love you, and have a blessed night.
Have a shout. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless.
Love you.
Good night.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise.
It's who I got.
It's who I got.
Every word of
God. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's
you, our God. don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now.